Chapter 21. During the reign of David there was a famine for 3 successive years. So David sought the face of the Lord. The Lord said,
It is on account of Saul and his blood-stained house. It is because he put the Gibeonites to death.
The king summoned the Gibeonites and spoke to them. Now the Gibeonites were not a part of Israel, but were survivors of the Amorites. The Israelites had sworn to spare them, but Saul in his zeal for Israel and Judah had tried to annihilate them. David asked the Gibeonites,
What shall I do for you? How shall I make amends so that you will bless the Lord's inheritance?
The Gibeonites answered him,
We have no right to demand silver or gold from Saul or his family, nor do we have the right to put anyone in Israel to death.
What do you want me to do for you?
David asked. They answered the king,
As for the man who destroyed us and plotted against us so that we have been decimated and have no place anywhere in Israel, let 7 of his male descendants be given to us to be killed and exposed before the Lord at Gibeah of Saul, the Lord's chosen one.
So the king said,
I will give them to you.
The king spared Mephibosheth, son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, because of the oath before the Lord between David and Jonathan, son of Saul. But the king took Armoni,